flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Om Shanti. An elderly farmer was sadly looking at his fields. They were destroyed by floods. His neighbor shouted, "Harry, all your cows have been washed away by flood." The elderly man asked, "What about Thompson's pigs?" "Answer, they are gone too." "What about Larsen's?" "Yes, they are gone too. The elderly farmer brightened up and said, "Well, it's not as bad as I thought." When everybody suffers, you don't feel it that much. But when you alone suffer, you feel it deeply. Human mind is full of comparisons. If the sorrow comes, we want to confirm if everyone is sorrowful. And if yes, then the sorrow reduces. We live in the world of comparisons. Forgetting that the divine drama has orchestrated every soul's role and no two souls can be compared. Everyone is so unique and everyone is under the sway of his own complex sanskaras And every soul has got an individual journey. And every soul has to clear his karmic accounts. And these karmic accounts are so subtle and so complex and intricate that sometimes we don't understand why things are happening, why this is happening to me, why me only, why I only suffer. Always there is a fear and there is uncertainty about things, and deep within each of us is carrying some fear, fear of the unknown, fear of losing something. And that fear guides the journey. Today's Murli is very, very deep, psychological counseling, exploring the deepest aspect of human being. It's sort of a surgical strike. It is like a mental operation. On the surface, what we show off and what is there really within is entirely different. The first step is to know. The first step is to accept. So these are the different things Baba has discussed. Waste thoughts. Why do they come? From where do they come? There is a conference to happen. This is the Murli of 9th January 1983. Om Shanti Bhavan building is ready and about to get inaugurated on 18th January. And the first World Congress is about to happen on 7th February 1983. So it's especially the meeting with double foreigners. So there is a comparison. VV VIP versus VV VIP. The third is about the physical illness. The fourth is insomnia, confusion, questions, overthinking, fear of Maya. Fear of small things, mood changes, jealousy, getting upset and becoming a problem. So these are the 10 aspects which are discussed in this Murli. The first is waste thoughts. Baba said many children are pestered by the question, why I am not becoming bodiless? Why my body is not supporting me? Why I don't have yoga all the time? Baba said, these are all the waste thoughts. Replace these waste thoughts by positive thoughts. And what is that positive thought? And what are those positive thoughts? It is the very dharma, the nature, the religion of the soul to have yoga. It is the religion of the children to remember the father. If not me, then who? Kalpa after kalpa, it's me who has become Sahaj Yogi. It is this body that has given me the fortune to meet God. If you say this body is not good, if you say I am having so many diseases, why these karmic accounts? It's like whipping the body. This body is like a horse, domesticated, tender it with love, with care, and it will be helpful. Rather than saying why I'm having this disease and that disease, this pain and that pain, this discomfort and that discomfort, switch from complaining mode to thankfulness, to thanking mode. The body is an extremely excellent tool. Saint Francis of Assisi is said to have said, when he was dying, the last moments of life, he talked with his body and said, oh my body, please forgive me. I have subjected you to unnecessary fastings. I have tortured you a lot throughout my life, and now I repent. I forgot that it's because of you, it's in you that I realize the Lord. And I thank you in this last moment of mine. So be thankful for this body. Rather than staying in the complaining mode, switch to the thanking mode. The poet says, I had the blues because I had no shoes. Blues means low mood or depression. I had the blues because I had no shoes until upon the street I met a man who had no feet. Whatever you have, rejoice in that. Complaining is full of negative energy. It creates a chain of negative energy. It's like a ripple. It spreads. If one complains, others will also start complaining. So Baba has given the list of 8 powerful thoughts. You need to replace those negative thoughts. Swap the negative with positive. Swap the ordinary with the extraordinary. So these waste thoughts, they drain the energy. They are energy drainers. They don't lead you anywhere. It is called the rolling. Once they start, they spread. Once they begin, they don't stop. Unless and until you change the place, you switch the company, you move to the plane of higher consciousness. Waste is lower consciousness. Waste is the unnecessary weed in the field. Waste is like a rotten apple in the basket of fresh apples. If you don't remove, it will spoil the other apples as well. So waste thoughts regarding anything, especially regarding the body. The second is, a lot of VIPs are coming for the conference. But whenever you feel that somebody is higher than you in education, in language, in social status, in financial matter, in intelligence, you start comparing. Baba said you need not to compare because you are VVVIP. Very, very, very important person. So don't forget that. This conference is to remove the possible complaints. In future, these VVVIP might complain that they were not given proper invitation. That's why they are being called. So we are doing this conference or any seva so that we build up the fortune of those souls. So again, no comparison. Baba is talking about physical illness. The physical illness will come. Chronic pain. There are a lot of medical studies patients were selected randomly and their scale of pain is compared to their level of happiness index. Those who are more happy, they feel less pain. If the happiness level is less, the pain is more. If the person is lonely, isolated, staying alone without family support, the pain becomes excruciatingly high. So pain and happiness are linked with each other. Baba said, if you are in happiness, your pain will disappear. So physical illness, they'll come and go. The mind should remain undisturbed. And this is a great practice. The third is insomnia. Baba is meeting double foreigners and they are complaining that I don't get sleep. Baba said, remember father before sleeping. And sing his glories. So before you sleep, there's something called sleep hygiene. First, better to keep the lights off. Total darkness. Not even the zero bulb. Let it be full darkness. Second, sleep at a fixed time so that it sets the routine. And the third, bedtime digital curfew. Bedtime, digital, curfew. Just before the sleeping, if you can switch off the phone, it's very good. If you can't, then switch off the net. Even the best is to keep the room, the bedroom, free of all the electronics. The fourth is, let the stomach remain empty. The more you eat at night, you feel heavy. Finish all the food business before 6 or 7 or as early as possible. So that before you sleep, at least 2 hours before that, There is nothing going inside. Otherwise, eating more, eating heavily, and eating late leads to sleepiness, a state of food coma that doesn't allow you to get up early in the morning then. So insomnia. Then Baba talked about confusion. Remove this confusion. The mind remains confused to be or not to be. Baba said double foreigners, they have the habit of overthinking. They keep on thinking. And this overthinking leads you nowhere. Questions. Sometimes you have to practice surrender, total surrender to the divine will. The divine plan is unfolding. The master plan has something secret hidden in it. If something wrong is happening to me, there is some hidden benefit in it, which my tiny eyes cannot see as present. Choiceless awareness. Stay aware, but non-judgmental. Things come, things go. I don't keep on judging everything. If you judge everything, there will be overthinking. Non-judgmental. Even about persons and things. Things, let them come, let them go. I watch as a detached observer. Fear of Maya. Why do you fear? Maya is the best teacher. Learn the lessons of tolerance, constant stage, and peaceful stage from Maya. There is a mood fluctuation. Understand the mood. How it changes and why it changes. And why there is so much fear. Baba talked about jealousy. Every soul has been given a part. And think who has given that part to that soul. If you feel jealousy, if you feel upset, if somebody is making you upset, go to that soul and ask. If he doesn't answer, go to the seniors and ask and verify. If you feel you are not at fault, then stay relaxed. The last thing is problem. Be a troubleshoot, not a problem creator. So these are the very deep psychological points. But they all keep happening. The only thing about them is we need to understand or pause and think and reflect. Whatever situation I am in at present, why it is like that? Is it jealousy? The most important thing is diagnosis. Baba said you need not to change place and others. Just begin with your own change. Be the change you want to see in others. If you enter into any debate, if you enter into any argument, the result is restlessness. Because then you want to prove your point. And especially, if you debate about lifestyle, if you debate about food, the result is restlessness. So avoid all debates, avoid all arguments. Begin the change within yourselves and try to understand your own shortcomings. Even if there is a resistance, even if there is Maya which is coming in the form of some person, Baba said the karmic accounts of Brahmins will get settled only by Brahmins. So it's good. The result is growth. If any situation, any challenge, any circumstance is coming in life, rather than getting distressed, depressed, rejoice. The karmic account is settled. You learn a new lesson. Maya has come to you as a teacher. Learn with that humility and move forward. That's it. Om Shanti.